Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Next week is National Farmers Market Week, and the Minnesota Farmers Market Association is looking forward to celebrating. MFMA Executive Director Kathy Zeman.
We encourage people to always, go get your groceries at your farmers market. With 402 farmers markets in the state, people should start there. We always say shop local, and you can start shopping local and supporting your farmers that are growing food for you, like the food that we eat and drink, every day.
More than 10,000 vendors take part in farmers markets across Minnesota. More information on local markets can be found on the MFMA website. Governor Tim Walz and healthcare experts discussed the impacts federal cuts will have on Medicaid here in Minnesota. State Medicaid Director John Connolly says cutting people from Medicaid will actually cost all Minnesotans more in the long run.
In the long term, people who can't afford early care end up needing more expensive care, and providers will see more uncompensated care. That's bad for people, it's bad for healthcare providers, and it's bad for budgets.
The governor says 140,000 Minnesotans could lose their Medicaid benefits because of the federal cuts. The above normal temperatures and precipitation are expected to continue through most of August. Pete Boulay of the State Climatology Office says July has been a wet month for most of Minnesota.
The drought is on life support in the state right now. There's not much left at all. A tiny little bit way up north, a little bit of moderate drought hanging on. But other than that, the rest of the state's got adequate moisture. And looking at ag statistics below for this week, a quarter of the state has too much moisture right now in the ground.
Boulay says we had plenty of severe weather in July, including two rounds of storms this week. And the Twins continue to be sellers on trade deadline day today. The team is sending outfielder Harrison Bader to the Phillies for a 16-year-old pitcher and a Double-A outfielder. The team is also sending shortstop Carlos Correa to the Astros. The Twins traded closer Joan Duran to Philadelphia yesterday for two minor league prospects. MLB.com is also reporting Minnesota is trading relief pitcher Brock Stewart to the Dodgers. This is MNN. A statewide air quality alert remains in effect through late Saturday afternoon as smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to drift through the state. Health officials warn that the unhealthy air could cause symptoms such as eye, nose, and throat irritation, coughing, and shortness of breath. Those most at risk include children, seniors over 60, and individuals with respiratory conditions. Residents are urged to limit outdoor activities, keep windows closed, and use air purifiers if available. The State Patrol is investigating a fatal crash involving a City of Moorhead Public Works vehicle and a bicyclist. The incident happened around 11:30 today. Emergency crews were on the scene for about an hour. City officials say no further details are available, and authorities are continuing to investigate. Minnesota families are getting a boost at the grocery store this summer through Sunbucks, the state's updated summer EBT program. Department of Children, Youth, and Families Assistant Commissioner Dr. Shanine Moore.
Sunbucks benefits supports kids during the summer months to buy healthy foods such as fruits, vegetables, meats, and other proteins, whole grains, and dairy.
Children can be enrolled in the Sunbucks program through August 31st.